bisexual, homosexual, heterosexual, or quadrisexual. You know what quadrisexual is, perhaps. That's someone who will have sex with anyone, anytime, any place, for a quarter. The point is, are we connected at the heart? Is it an intimate, responsible relationship, a committed relationship? That's the question, not our style. Many of us are like the preacher. Every time he was making love to his wife, he thought of praying. And every time he was praying, he thought of making love to his wife. Never fully did anything. Should I be doing this? Shouldn't I? There's the old Puritan hedonist dilemma. Remember, one of those polarities was the Puritan and the hedonist? We get stuck in this thing. Some of us tend to be more Puritans. See, embracing your sexuality is embracing pleasure in life. Some of us feel funny about embracing pleasure. It becomes guilty pleasure. Whether it's really enjoying some chocolate or whatever. So we need to explore this Puritan hedonist dilemma. You know what a Puritan is? That's somebody who stays up at night worrying that somewhere, somebody is having a good time. There's one hedonist friend I know said, you know, if you give up sex and give up meat and sugar and alcohol and tobacco, and you don't necessarily live longer, it just feels like it. And it's not better to be Puritan or hedonist. There are times it's better to be somewhat hedonistic, isn't it? Who wants to take a Puritan to a party, right? But that doesn't mean you have to go to a party and drink and smoke and do a bunch of things that you really, you know, don't value or aren't good for your health. But some people, it's like, feels like a raving hedonist to them. They're so Puritan, just to dance a little bit and have a little refined sugar. So it's about finding a balance. Sometimes we want to let loose and be hedonistic and go with our impulses. And other times we want to tighten it up and, you know, exercise more, take our vitamins, and be more Puritan, go with the rules. So, again, both are important in the sexual arena, in the arena of life and pleasure. And in fact, it's not even so important whether you tend to be hedonist or Puritan, it's whether you're healthy or not. There are healthy hedonists and unhealthy hedonists. There are healthy Puritans and unhealthy Puritans. Some hedonists indulge themselves so much, they're just totally promiscuous, eat, drink anything, and they hurt their health. They may even kill themselves. Often this is self-destructive, low self-worth hedonism. There are also hedonists who just are fun to be around. They're kind of Italian, you know? They're expressive, they're out there, they drink, they eat, they be merry, you know? For tomorrow we may die. So they live a passionate life, like Zorba the Greek. There are Puritans who are unhealthy Puritans who never allow themselves any pleasure, feel guilty about anything that's fun. They judge other people by these standards. You know, if it's pleasurable, it's bad. And there are also healthy Puritans who are disciplined, who get up early, the early bird gets the worm, who work hard, who go with the rules and allow themselves pleasure at the appropriate time. That's still Puritan, but it's more healthy and they get a lot done. Samuel Butler wrote, "All the animals, excepting man," and he meant men or women, "know that the principal business of life is to enjoy it." J.D. Salinger, through, I guess it was one of his characters, I forget who the name, but you'll know, Catcher in the Rye, said, "Sex is something I really don't understand. I keep making up these sex rules for myself, and then I break them right away." Maybe that sounds familiar? Saint Augustine allegedly once said, "Lord, make me chaste, but just not yet." I want to tell you a story. It's not altogether frivolous when I joke about whether somebody's homosexual, heterosexual, bisexual, whatever. See, potentially everybody can express themselves and touch and play with someone of any gender. Potentially, we can do that. We're physically capable of feeling pleasure. I'm not saying people ought to or are all bisexual, because they're not. People have different polarities. We can all fantasize about the same sex sometimes. It's exciting at times. And in a way, it's narcissistic at times. It's like our own body as pleasure. But the thing is, It can be sad at times when people feel the shame and the guilt and society's burdens by puritanical people in the name of religion or anything else who condemn them, justify it with the Bible. You can justify anything with the Bible, high or low. It's all in there. It's a matter of interpretation. People of different states of consciousness read the Bible, they read an entirely different book. I had a friend named Rich. I used to go to Santa Monica Beach. All the gymnasts went there and we did flips off the rings and worked out on Sundays. It was a very wholesome place, great place to be. And Rich was an amazing guy. He was one of the strongest rings performer, you know, doing the iron crosses and upside down iron crosses and all these amazing moves. He was so strong. His body looked like a Greek god. Picture David, the statue. I mean, amazing chisel physique. He could do moves that took more strength than anybody I'd ever seen in my life. I'd never seen anybody in the world who could do what he could do. Amazing guy. Not only that, but he would come with books on Korsipsky and general semantics. He was brilliant. He was about 15, 16, 17 years old. And I was younger. I looked up to him. I mean, he played eight old elderly gentlemen on chess, and he'd beat all of them at chess. He was brilliant. He was handsome. He was like a role model for me. I just admired him so much. And one day I came to the beach and said, "Hi, guys." You know, saw the regulars. I said, "Where's Rich?"